Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello to you. Welcome to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. Coming to you live from Palm Springs, California, I'm Rick Rockhill, your host for today. I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and I want to tell you what we're going to talk about today on the show. We're going to be talking about the annual Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards. I attended that awards gala last night in Palm Springs. I'm going to give you a complete and thorough recap of that event. It was a star-studded award ceremony and all kinds of really cool things. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that today. And also, I'm going to speak a little bit about an interesting book that I picked up called The Color of Style. So we're going to talk about that today as well. Wanted to give you some insights onto what's happening in the show in the next couple of weeks. Next week, coming up on Sunday, March 7th, I will be speaking about a new film that's coming out called Expecting Mary, and we're going to have the executive producer, Jim Casey, on the show next week. And also, we'll be talking with a representative from an organization called Guide Dogs of the Desert. They are a nonprofit organization here in Palm Springs that raises guide dogs for the visually impaired. And we're going to be talking to Kim in advance of their next graduation that they have, where they place dogs with visually impaired folks, and it's quite a moving ceremony. So we're going to talk to Kim next week and hear a little bit about that as well. And then in coming weeks, I've got some really cool things. We have a show about Broadway plays, and we're going to have actor-producer Jimmy Van Patten on the show. We're going to have some other interesting things coming up with folks down the road from an organization called Greenopolis, and a really great sustainable organization with an online presence, and we'll have actress and activist Melissa McGinnis on that show coming up in 3 weeks. So be sure to tune in to all the excitement. So let's dig in today, and let me start by telling you about this book, The Color of Style. And this is newly released. It's written by David Zyla. And, you know, he's an interesting fellow. He has a strong background in style. He was active in Broadway. He's been a costume designer for television, Broadway shows, films. He's an Emmy Award-nominated person who's got a lot of background and insights into fashion. And he's written a book called The Color of Style. And what he's done here is he's kind of positioned himself and his theories around color and how it will help you in your life and what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole book here in this show, but I did want to share a couple interesting points with you. So he's got these five theories about color and fashion, of course. First one is that there's your essence color. Your essence color, in David's opinion, is your vulnerable color. And he says that's your version of white, whatever that color should be for you. It's a skin tone. It kind of harmonizes, he says, with the color of the palm of your hand. So your essence color is an important color to think about. Then he talks about something called your romantic color. And he says this is your passion color. It's the version of red that you would use to represent passion for you. And he claims that if you just pinch your fingertip, there's a color that comes out that would kind of tell you what your romantic color is. And that's a version of whatever your skin tones is and your own, I guess, your own biology, I suppose. Third one is your dramatic color. And this is, you know, what he kind of calls, look at me, you know, kind of get noticed. It's what your version of a blue could look like. And this is what he claims are the colors of the tone of the blood that runs through your veins when you look at your arm, for example. So that version of blue is your dramatic color. He also talks about your energy color, and this is a color that kind of helps you when you're down. It gives you a little pick-me-up, and it's, in his eyes, in his point of view, it's the darkest part of your iris, but not that ring around the iris. It's that darkest color in your eye, and that's what he calls energy color. And then finally, he's got your tranquil color, and this is that peaceful color, and he kind of links this to that lighter part around your iris of your eye. So those are those five colors that he's got. And then he also talks about these three neutral colors that kind of help you complete your wardrobe. So knowing what your version of black, brown, and khaki are, and those really either tie to your eye color or your hair, basically. And what he does in this book, so these really interesting approaches on color, to help you understand how to dress, what you should be wearing, what you want to attract or send out subtly when you are going somewhere, whether it's a job interview or to a social event. You want to think about those colors and what is actually part of who you are. So, interesting book. I would recommend picking it up, called The Color of Style by David Zyla, Z-Y-L-A. Interesting read, and I think you'll enjoy checking out his views, his opinion on how color can help you find the right fashions. So take that from a fashion expert, put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right. I want to move on now to talk about the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards. I talked about this briefly on last week's show. It's an annual event here in Palm Springs that's become a bit of a legend here after this was the 16th year of this event. And it's a lot bigger than just an event. I did talk a little bit last week about the organization that is the benefit of the Steve Chase Awards, the Desert AIDS Project, based here in Palm Springs. It is a nonprofit organization that is in place to provide medical care and support and services to people living with HIV and AIDS in the desert community. They're important because they provide free, confidential services where people may not have access to that, can't afford it, maybe they have some discomfort in doing that. They provide counseling, home health services, legal assistance, all kinds of things that some people just don't know what to do or how to handle it. What's really important with organizations like the Desert AIDS Project is that they encourage awareness and people who need to know what's happening with their health and if they're healthy and if their lifestyle is healthy, and they can become educated, because awareness, prevention, those are important elements of this. And, you know, it's also important to remember that HIV and AIDS is not just a gay illness or condition. This is something that affects 33 million people around the world. And, okay, so only about a million or so are here in the United States, but it's an alarming rate. It's still continuing to persist, and, you know, there's still not a cure. So organizations like Desert AIDS Project have emerged. Now, I think what you also have to do here is wonder, why is it that there needs to be fundraisers and independent nonprofit organizations for this? Well, the reality is the government can't afford to fund all these programs. They can't. I mean, this is a huge country, and sometimes private donors and things like that are what help drive research. It's the same with just about every infliction out there, whether you're talking about Alzheimer's, cancer, cerebral palsy. There's any number of health challenges and diseases out there that the public sector has turned their passion, their drive, and commitment to help fund research and provide care and cure insights into those diseases. So, you know, you can't always rely on the government for everything. The big government is not the answer. When people feel passionate about something and they're driven, they will turn their energies into things like fundraising, hence the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards. Now, this is an interesting event because they've actually expanded their services over the years and done all kinds of great things. And as they've continued to raise more money here in Palm Springs, the demand has increased. This is an organization that provides care to over 2,000 people a day. It's an enormous effort and undertaking. And, you know, this economy in the past year has not been good. Federal and state governments continue to struggle in their own financial woes. And so whatever grants and things that have been available in the past, they are diminished. There's less of it to go around. And you can understand that there isn't an endless pot of money. So nonprofit organizations found their grants slashed. So what do they need to do? They need to continue their fundraising efforts. So the Steve Chase Awards is about fundraising, but it's also to recognize individuals or groups, businesses, whomever, that have shown a commitment to helping raise awareness, raise money, or helping find cures for HIV and AIDS. And so the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards are just that. It was put together to thank members of the community from far, near and far, to recognize their efforts, to let others know how much they have done, but also to serve as an inspiration to other people. And so the awards is really about thanks and sharing of these views, these efforts that people have taken. So it's kind of, had those humble origins. Now, when you do fundraising, I think what's important to remember here is, people don't just write checks for no reason. You have any number of people calling you from any day, whether it's your next-door neighbor whose kid is raising money for the Girl Scouts, somebody's selling things for their church, someone is doing a walk for breast cancer, whatever it may be. There's a lot of things, right, that you can donate to. You need to have a reason to encourage people to want to donate. Sometimes it's very personal. Sometimes people are affected by something, and they want to contribute because it's a deep personal passion. But other times, quite frankly, people just want to go and have some entertainment and feel good about it at the same time, and they'll be encouraged to write a check. So that's how some of these events like the Steve Chase Awards kind of grew, and they got very glitzy and glamorous, because to really move fundraising to a major level, you need to give people a really good reason to open up their wallet. And nothing will do that like a night of great entertainment. And here in Palm Springs, we're fortunate that we have the benefit of a lot of celebrities. We have a connection to Hollywood in this town and some people who live here who have a lot of contacts. So the Steve Chase Awards has grown into this really interesting event now, which is pretty slick. A lot of big names show up. And so here we are now with this 16th year of the Humanitarian Awards, and let me tell you about it. First of all, tremendous, tremendous effort on behalf of the organization that was organizing this fundraiser. They actually had the most successful year of fundraising for the Steve Chase Awards in the history of the last 16 years. Last night's event was expected to raise over $1.2 million. And, in a tough economy, that's incredible. They did that by really focusing on corporate sponsorships, and they got 50% more corporate sponsorships for this year's Steve Chase Awards. And think about that. Again, in a tough economy, they focused on increasing fundraising with businesses. So this is a very successful event, not only from the money that it raises, but from getting organizations and individuals to contribute money. So that's a big deal. They had a wonderful evening last night at the Palm Springs Convention Center. They had a huge, huge turnout. In fact, let me tell you why this was such an attraction for people. They first of all, they put on a heck of a show. They attracted some major star power to really get people to show up, to sell tickets, to get people excited about coming to the event. Richard Chamberlain and Stephanie Powers were the co-hosts. So two longtime actors, popular television films, even in Broadway in Richard's case, people who have had a name in the industry. So they were co-hosts, and they had this fantastic lineup of entertainment. Legendary stars of stage and screen, Linda Eder, Jennifer Holliday, and Rosalind Kind. A huge number of stars turned out as well. Folks whose names are familiar in many households, Linda Gray, Morgan Fairchild, Donna Mills, Michelle Lee, Elliot Gould, Diane Carroll, Jimmy Van Patten, Kay Ballard are among some of the folks who were there last night. And Anne Margaret was scheduled to appear. She was going to be receiving an award, but she got snowed in New York and she couldn't make it. So unfortunately, Anne Margaret didn't make it. But still, what a lineup of folks who attended last night. Interesting when you think about that many folks who, many of whom don't live in Palm Springs full-time or even live here at all, but they made the trip in. They felt committed, and they really helped make the evening very special. The evening itself was stunning. It was nothing short of stunning. The Palm Springs Convention Center is a beautiful facility to begin with, but it was decorated in just beautiful pink and colors and flowers everywhere and wonderful entertainment and music. And so I have to say that, you know, when I look at the event and how spectacular it was to see, it was great to be there. It just made you feel good. And just having the opportunity to mingle with some of these well-known people and talking about it, you know, the cause really kind of made everybody feel good. They had a wonderful silent auction of all kinds of really neat things. And in my opinion, it was one of the best awards galas I've been to. You know, we got a caller here. Let me just see who... we have here on the line, just if we can try to get her. Hello, caller, are you there?
B.
Hello. Is that B?
Yes, it is.
B, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you, I think those other white flowers are peonies.
Oh, they are. Okay.
I think so.
Well, B is referring to some pictures I posted on my blog this morning, a recap of the awards ceremony, and there are these beautiful floral centerpieces. In the center of the table, there were white orchids, and I think there were peonies, and you think the...
Roses, too.
Roses, okay. I'm not good with naming all those flowers, so I'm glad you picked it up.
What a beautiful event that was. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was. It really was. I felt great just to be around all that, the beauty and the glamour
too.
And the fun. And, you know, Bea, I know you love cake. I should tell our listeners that Bea is a blogger friend of mine, and she and I communicate on email and with our blogs. She loves cake, right, Bea?
You got it.
There was this fantastic dessert there last night. It was a chocolate cake. And it was covered in a chocolate icing, and it had some kind of raspberry drizzle in it. And I thought about you as I was nibbling on that last night, B. So you were top of mind.
Well, don't let me interrupt you. I just wanted to tell you what I thought those flowers were.
So great. I appreciate that, B. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Well, that was B from Florida. She is a lovely lady. You should check out her blog. I think it's muffin53 at blogspot.com. Anyhow, so let me just finish telling you about the evening here. This night was stellar in the entertainment realm. So the evening opened up with a mixture of some awards and also some entertainment in between. So the Pat Rizzo Orchestra was performing. That's a full orchestra with a tremendous sound. They really are great. But they were backing up some great acts. And I was blown away by Jennifer Holliday, who performed that incredible song from Dreamgirls. You may know it. It's the "And I'm Not Telling You I'm Not Going." And she really popularized that song in many ways, and she knocked it out of the park last night. I should also tell you that Jennifer Holliday lost a ton of weight. She looks fantastic. In fact, I was talking to someone last night, and she leaned over and said, "I think she lost 200 pounds. Jennifer used to be a big gal, and she's looking svelte right now. So kudos to Jennifer. She looks great, and she sounded fantastic. Next up was Rosalind Kind, and she is, if you're not familiar with Rosalind, she's the sister of Barbara Streisand. Rosalind is she's a dead ringer for her sister. She looks and sounds like her, very sweet, down to earth. She sang "How Do You Keep the Music Playing," and she did a nice job as well. It was interesting listening to the buzz around the room as people realized who she was, because if you closed your eyes, you could almost hear Barbara Streisand and not Rosalind. So you really had to watch out for a mind trick there. Also, Linda Eder performed, and Linda is a Broadway star. She's got a nice career. she sang a very rousing rendition of Something to Believe In. And she had a chorus of gentlemen singers who were on stage with her, and they really just, it was very uplifting. They had the whole audience kind of swaying and moving and just really feeling great about the evening and all the activities. And so I have to say that she really impressed me with the energy that she brought to the show, and she looked great. And I chatted with her before the evening, and she couldn't have been nicer. She was very sweet. So you should check her out. Also, Lorna Luft was there. Lorna is the daughter of Judy Garland. She's the half-sister of Liza Minnelli, and she's a real pip. Let me tell you, she's a lot of fun. She could not perform last night. She's actually, she has a show coming up at the McCallum Theater here in Palm Springs in a couple weeks, and, you know, her contract limits her from being able to perform, you know, in other events because, of course, they want to sell out that show. But Lorna was there. She lent her support, and, you know, she can keep people laughing all night. She's a lot of fun. So that was the entertainment. Incidentally, they had some goodie bags at the show last night, a CD from Jennifer Holliday, and I think that's her Best Of collection, a CD from Rosalind Kind called Come What May. And that, I haven't listened to that one yet, but it looks great. And Linda Eder's soundtrack, where she has some songs from great movies, Against All Odds, Everything I Do, and If I Can't Have You. She has a great collection of music here. So anyhow, it was nice to get those CDs from those ladies. So that was the entertainment. Now let me just share a couple things with you. I watched the awards where they were recognizing individuals for their contributions. Diane Carroll came out on stage and was looking incredible. She is a real class act. Diane, of course, is famous for her not only her music, but her acting. You may remember Diane when she was on Dynasty, but even way before that, she was the first black actress with a series of her own. It was called Julia. And she really is just so gracious. I love Diane. But anyhow, she came out last night, and she presented the Arts and Activism Award to Bob Mackie, designer Bob Mackie. Now, Bob is... I'll be honest with you, you know, being a guy, I don't pay attention a whole lot to women's fashion, but of course people know the name Bob Mackie. He's synonymous with kind of really high-end, over-the-top designs, and he's known for designing works for Cher, Madonna, for Carol Burnett, certainly Diane Carroll, a number of really high-profile folks over the years in film and stage. And, you know, he just is, he's brilliant. He even did work for Elton John, some of his crazy costumes. And so, but Bob has been active in helping raise awareness and education and things like that, and he's been very generous to various organizations. And so they recognized him last night. Diane introduced him, and they showed some footage of all the work that Bob had done. And, I mean, I sat there and thought, wow, how does someone have that kind of talent and ability to design pieces of, you know, clothing and costumes and things for people who then go on to become icons because of, or part of it is, the look they have. And so he really is an amazing talent. I have to say I was impressed by Bob. But anyhow, he was a really nice guy, and you could see the friendship between he and Diane on stage, and it was really lovely. Also... I've got to tell you, I'm not one to share inside information here, you know, outside of school, but personally I had a lot of fun last night. I sat with actress Linda Gray. She sat next to me all night, and we just chatted about any number of things, you know, from kids, grandkids, and the industry, and she's a really sweet lady. I've known Linda for a number of years now, but she was great. Michelle Lee, who you may remember her, she was on Knots Landing, among other things. Michelle could not be more fun. she is a great person to sit next to at a dinner party. You know, she likes to laugh. She's very congenial, down to earth. And what I really liked about Michelle was she likes to talk. She likes to have you talk. She'll ask you things, and you just sit there and, you know, you very quickly become comfortable talking to Michelle because she's not a person where it's about her. She wants to hear more about you, and that was really, really sweet. See, who else? Chatted with Richard Chamberlain. He was an interesting guy. I really don't know Richard that well, but he's living in Hawaii these days, and he had a pretty good career, actually. He's been in a number of things. Some people remember him from the Thornbirds, but, I mean, he's had a tremendous stage and screen career. Very down-to-earth kind of guy. He was nice also, but I don't really profess to know him that well. Morgan Fairchild, I've known her for a while too, and you know, Morgan is the nicest person, and she must have done a deal with the devil because she looks so young. And I mean, she looks the same as she did when she was on Paper Dolls or when she was on Falcon Crest or any of those shows that she was on. Morgan Fairchild hasn't aged a day. And I got to tell you that you stare at her and you keep looking and you think, wow, how could this woman be so beautiful? But she looks great. We talked quite a bit over dinner on Friday night. I asked her what advice she would have for a young lady who was looking to, you know, a young girl looking to get into the entertainment business. And she told me that, and these are tough, it's tough to find good parts for women over 40. Her advice was, if you like to act, if you want it, you have to really want it and have that passion. And don't get into it to make money, because chances are you won't. It's a very small number of people who actually make a lot of money as an actor or an actress. But if you're passionate about it and you do it for the right reasons, she said, then you should pursue it. And that's advice that I'm going to pass on to a young lady who I know who's looking to pursue an acting career. And it was really sweet. Morgan actually offered to me to have this young lady call her. I mean, that was really, what a nice gesture. You know, so those are things that you don't expect out of someone who's had a long acting Hollywood career. You expect them to be more distant and uppity and such. Not the case with Morgan. So she was also really, really nice to chat with. You know, I've got to tell you, before I wrap up the show today, if I think about last night and the event that I went to, I consider myself very lucky, very fortunate to have attended an event like this, you know, dined on some wonderful food, met some lovely people, enjoyed the entertainment, but I also felt good about being able to be part of something bigger. It's about giving back, it's about doing things for your local community, finding a cause that is important to you. And so whatever the cause is that you have, you may have interest in just community events, the local, you know, the YMCA, the Boys Club. It could be the school band, the church, whatever it may be. Find your passion. Find what it is that is important to you and go out and support it. Do things. If you can't afford to financially support it, lend your help organizing. You could be the person who donates time. It really impressed me and amazed me the amount of work and time and energy that went into that event, but it was because of all the individual people, not just a single person who did all the work. So that was really what I walked away with. And when I think about things like the Steve Chase Awards, it was a lot of fun and it was very glamorous, but it doesn't have to just be in places like Palm Springs. So these things happen in your own home, your own towns and communities. Go out, get involved, and have some fun and do things that will make you proud and happy too. All right, so I want to thank you for listening to this week's show. I do want to remind you, next week, please do come back. We're going to be talking with Jim Casey about the film Expecting Mary, and we'll also be talking with Kim Laidlaw from Guide Dogs of the Desert. So do tune in next Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host. Thank you for listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company.